course, remember the thong song, but if you don't, here's just a taste.
Let me see that thong.
Straight up classic by Cisco. Turns out that the thong song is really just a ripoff of a classic that everybody also knows and loves, Actually, go ahead and play it.
That was Montgomery. It was his version of Eleanor Rigby, obviously from the Beatles. I started off with this.
That's Eleanor Rigby?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's all I heard. Yeah, just that part. And I just kept looping it.
Next thing I know, he's adding the kick in.
That's so cool.
And then he starts adding the, you know, the percussions in, the hi-hats. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, this is going to be sick. Wait a minute.
There's the bass.
And I could hear it just resonating through the walls. I'm like, are you serious? That's going to be sick. So then I go upstairs. We both just sitting there listening to it.
They added that little beeping part.
They didn't need anything else.
And the song. A lot of different things they added.
So I just did that. Just real simple. Before you know it, I had the beat.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Did he get permission? He must have.
No.
I don't.
He didn't.
I think it just came out.
I don't know.
But you can sample like, isn't there like you can sample a certain amount without you having to get like, even like just two chords?
You have to, depending on what you do, because a sample could be a sample from the actual song, or are you just recreating the same exact sound? But you do have to pay in all circumstances, usually.
Even if it's like a note.
I doubt they would come out at this point if they didn't have permission.
That's what I thought.
That's true. Yeah.
They're not going to come out and say it, and they'll be like, all right, now I've screwed myself. Let's pay millions back.
Unless it's past the statute of limitations, maybe.
Yeah, it says that you find out that the string section that you hear in the thong song is actually a riff on Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. Def Jam hired a violinist named Bruce Dukov.
Mm-hmm.
He created the riff. And the rest is history.
Let me see that thong.
Now, Jason, there was a lawsuit because Cisco got sued for saying Livin' La Vida Loca because he didn't get permission because it was a Ricky Martin song. So there was a lawsuit there.
That's lame.
I'm looking at I'm wondering if the Beatles thing.
Yeah, I don't know, but you're right.
I think it's the first time anyone's hearing this ever.
Ever. I never in a million years would have put those two together.
If the Beatles were suing, or their people were suing Cisco years ago, that would have been a big news story.
This is like Cisco in a whole new light.
I know.
I mean, it's really bringing the song back for me.
Mm-hmm.
I never really lost it, but you know.
That's so crazy to me. That's amazing.
I love stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too.
Things we have no idea about. Wow.